AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump on the charge of incitement of insurrection for the Capitol riot will begin February 8th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the schedule this evening after reaching an agreement with Republicans. Under the timeline, the House will transmit the impeachment article late Monday, with initial proceedings Tuesday. The nearly two-week break gives Trump's legal team time to prepare its case before the opening arguments. President Biden signs executive actions to help ease financial burdens on people during the pandemic.
If we fail to act, there will be a wave of evictions and foreclosures in the coming months as this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
The orders increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get $15 an hour minimum wage. Congress has started to consider a $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief package.
Our national strategy puts us on a war footing to aggressively speed up our COVID-19 response, especially on vaccines and testing and reopening our schools.
Some Republicans say the bill is too expensive. California reports a one-day record of 764 coronavirus deaths today, but the rate of new infections is falling. There has been some frustration among older people who want a coronavirus shot in the state. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is at the University of California, San Francisco.
Seeing over 65 for the state as a recommendation or as a hope without a lot of heft in that recommendation or knowledge of capacity made a lot more people disgruntled, angry.
Nationwide, Johns Hopkins reports more than 412,000 people have died in the pandemic. This is AP News. Some of the National Guard troops in Washington have been taking their breaks inside the city's parking garages.
First Lady Jill Biden handed out cookies to National Guard soldiers who were still at their posts in Washington, D.C.
Come here to protect us. I just wanted to say thank you.
But reports that troops have been forced to take breaks in a cold parking garage after being sent to protect the city incensed lawmakers like Senator Chuck Schumer.
We made sure it was fixed immediately.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president spoke to the chief of the National Guard by phone on Friday morning.
He talked about his own personal commitment and connection to the National Guard.
Capitol police officers who spoke on condition of anonymity contradicted a statement from the interim chief, saying they were told department higher-ups had ordered the guardsmen out. The Guard and Capitol Police issued a joint statement saying they have now coordinated to establish appropriate spaces within congressional buildings for on-duty breaks. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.